was asking Brian about anything that differentiates you from some of the other top young centers in the league, and he talked a little bit about you didn't take the same sort of path here as some of kind of the highly touted early first round picks. How much do you think that that played a role in helping you get where you are?
You never know. For me, it's always just been about hard work. I obviously learned that from my parents. So that's what makes this game fun. You get the opportunity every day to get better. And when you put in the hard work, I look at it as when you put in that work every day, you're going to get rewarded eventually. And that hard work doesn't ever stop. That's the cool thing about this game is you can only get better. And that's my focus every day.
I'm sure you'd love to have beat the Jets right out of that first camp. But the fact that they didn't rush you into it and have helped you develop long and didn't put all of that on your shoulders right away, do you look at that now as having maybe been a benefit?
God's got a plan for everything. So everything happens for a reason, and that was my path, and obviously happy with it now, and it definitely had its tolls at times. You went through ups and downs, and some good days and some bad days, but everything happens for a reason.
What's the best part of your game right now?
I don't know. It's I play with some pretty great players. That's how we go at all too. They're pretty special. They make my job easy, and I'm definitely happy with the two guys I'm with right now.
What does it mean for you? And we talked a little bit about it after the game last night, but to have 30 already, and I know you don't want to put a ceiling on your season here, but you could easily hit 40 and more in the last portion here. What does it mean to have that success right now for you?
Like I said before, it's all due to my line mates. When we're going, when we're doing the right things over and over and we're playing a simple game, one of us is hopefully gets rewarded from the good work that we all do. And if it's me, if it's Blake, if it's Kyle, no matter who it is, we're going to be happy because that's what makes us great. We do the simple things over and over, and we do the little things to help each other succeed. I think that's what I like most about our line.
You always push yourself to be better, Mark. Is 50 goals something you think? Is that a goal for down the road?
You take it day by day. I obviously know, the things I like about my game, the things I can work on a day-to-day basis. And that's kind of the route I take every day. It's just trying to work on the things and make sure every game is the best it can be. And if there's things that I can work on, that's what practice is for. That's what you gain that experience that way. And the things that are going good, you want to continue to work on them. And that's the mentality I take every day.
We can see that you had a good shot even at that first development camp or whatever. Do you feel like there was a moment where you became more of a shoot first? You're still a good playmaker, obviously, but when you started to become more of a shoot first player?
I still don't even think I'm really a shoot first player. I'm always looking for the best option. That's what I think. Me, KC, and Wheels do really well is we look for the best option, the best option to score, the best option to get a chance, to get a possession, and that has to be our mindset all the time. Whether it's in the D zone, neutral zone, or offensive zone, it's always making the right play and making the best play to help our line succeed, and that's. That's always going to be our focus.
Your line's been part of kind of like in the last three games, really some sustained offensive zone pressure against Ottawa, then Buffalo leads to the winning goal, and then yesterday leads to the tying goal. Just how big of a boost can that give a group, especially at key points in the game?
Yeah, I think that's what we strive for. We want to have extended zone possessions. We like to play with the puck in their end of the ice, and that makes it tough. It makes us a tough team to play against, not just our line, but our whole team. When we get it behind their D and we work it behind their net, it's we're a tough team to play against, and that wears teams down.
Mark, there's a deadline coming up, obviously, on the 25th, but you guys were still winning without Dustin and without Nick Ehlers. How big was that inclusion into your lineup, and also the assumption that he's going to be around, Nick's going to be around the next couple of days?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously... those are the adversities that are going to strike, and when you get a guy back like Dustin or a guy like Nicky, definitely is a huge boost to our lineup, and you know, obviously we're really excited to get Nicky back, and obviously it's nice to have Dustin back as well.
What's it like as a player to go through the process? I mean, everyone's talking about trade deadline, it's coming up soon. I mean, how are you viewing it, and what's it like to sort of see if you might add another piece like last year?
Yeah, it's exciting time. You know, it's exciting time all around the league. You know, to see what other teams are doing, what we're going to be doing. You know, obviously we're not in the room making those calls, but it's always an exciting time to see you know, what management is going to do, and I think we have a great team here, and it'll be definitely an exciting next few weeks.
I know you don't want to share it with this point, but do you have a number in mind for goals that you'd like to hit that you set at the beginning of the season?
No, not at all. Just day by day. You know, obviously there's goals set at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, but I don't really have a number on it.
Have you reached any of those goals yet?
Oh yeah, you know, you definitely hit goals all the time. So obviously I've got to numbers that I like, and but there's still a lot of the season left, and a lot of games to play, so there's still a lot of work to do.
Are you the type that writes down goals?
No, I got a pretty good memory, so I'm so they're all stored up there.
Just on tomorrow, thought going up against that MacKinnon line, obviously. You guys have played a lot against the East here lately, and now you got a divisional game again, finally on the calendar.
Yeah, it's that MacKinnon line's always fun to play against. They're such a challenge. They move the puck so well. They're fast. They make the little plays over and over, and I think that's what makes them great. And you get that challenge against a top line like that, it's always fun, and it always pushes you to want more.